We're talking to Rob Allen, the mayor of Hoosick Falls. The reason we're calling is because we were listening to the press call yesterday with the EPA Administrator Wheeler, and he sort of took a shot at you at the end of it. So I wanted to begin by just getting your reaction to what he had to say.
Well, look, it's kind of an honor to have the head of a federal agency call me out. I kind of take a little bit of pride in that, and I think that's because my message has been clear. The EPA has not been acting as it should be to regulate these chemicals. And the two most recent events that they've had, the PFAS National Leadership Summit from May of 2018 and the Action Plan of 2019, failed to have any tangible outcomes. And these are outcomes that communities like Hoosick Falls have not only been crying out for years, but would have benefited from if these actions had been in place.
Wheeler says you don't know, perhaps, what EPA is doing in Hoosick Falls. Is that true?
I would love to hear him clarify that statement, because not only do I have monthly conference calls with DEC, DOH, and EPA as we talk through the handful of various PFOA-affected sites here, but I'm very aware of what's been going on. In particular, one of the things we've been waiting on EPA to do was to do some air emissions tests at the McCaffrey Street site. Unfortunately, when the government shut down for over a month, that delayed those plans. So we should have had those completed, I think, in January, and they should be happening sometime later this month.
Have you spoken with Regional Administrator Lopez in the last couple of days after this?
Not immediately recently, but I've gotten to speak a lot with Regional Administrator Lopez, and he, like a lot of the staff who I've gotten to talk with and work with and discuss things with, have been great, helpful, professional, and I really feel like they've been advocating for our situation, helping us. The problem I see is that the regulatory side of EPA and the people who are calling the shots at the very top are saying a lot of important things about how PFAS is a really important issue, but they're not acting on some of the most pivotal things that they have needed to act on for well over a decade.
So if we can go back in time a bit on the exact issue in Hoosick Falls, before you were mayor and before Wheeler was running the agency and before Regional Administrator Lopez was in, it was EPA in the form of Judith Enck who first came in and said, don't drink the water here. So I suppose listening to Mr. Wheeler's comments yesterday, it made it sound like perhaps you were being ungrateful or something.
Yeah, it was interesting. What Judith did was something she didn't have to do. EPA didn't have any specific regulatory requirements to make that declaration. Judith just saw that this was a big deal and an important need, and she knew that some advisories were coming down the pipe. So she wanted to make sure that people knew that, yes, this was a serious issue. And at that time, when the information went to the county and then to the state and then to look at what EPA had to say, there were no legally required numbers to act on. So by Judith, in her role as regional administrator, putting that out there, that it really had a huge effect and started a lot of actions to transpire. And I think once New York, a few months later, declared PFOA as a hazardous substance, it opened up a lot of actions that they have since taken. And that's the complaint that a lot of us have in terms of the federal government.
Okay, so as we stand, speaking in March 2019, what specifically would you like to see the EPA do more as it relates to your municipality and others like it?
The irony is that with what New York State has done and the situation we're in, we're actually on the road to recovery with a new water source report coming down the pike from the state. Other communities like us who are smaller than 10,000 people, so they're not going to be regularly tested, who aren't in states like New York where they have a huge department who has scientists who can handle a situation like this, they're going to be out of luck. And to prevent what happened to us in that first year to year and a half of ambiguity and how do we respond and how to act, to prevent that from happening in other states, EPA simply needs to declare this a hazardous substance. They've had the data for well over a decade to do this. They've known that it was an issue. They've said since, I think, 2009 or 2012 that they had intended to act on these chemicals, and yet here we are in 2019 with still just the announcement that they're starting the process to even determine if they're going to set an MCL. Once they determine that, then they'll actually have to determine a number. So we're still 2 to 3 years out on something they should have acted on over a decade ago.
Rob, is there anything else I didn't ask you about that you wanted to mention?
I remain open and welcome to anyone, especially Administrator Wheeler, coming to Hoosick Falls and sitting down with us so that he can get more of a hands-on understanding of what has happened here, what EPA is and isn't involved in, so that we can make some changes to benefit communities across the country.